Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Donald Trump returned to the United States from Singapore Wednesday morning, declaring there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea via Twitter. After their historic summit on Tuesday, Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a joint statement that contained a repeat of past promises to work toward a denuclearized Korean peninsula. The details haven't been nailed down. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan saying during a news conference Wednesday, the president should be applauded for his meeting with Kim.
Now, let's go get an agreement. And we should be under no delusion that this is going to be fast. This is going to take time. And we have to make sure that we have irreversible, comprehensive denuclearization of North Korea.
Ryan added the president needed to disrupt the status quo, which he did. The attack on the rebel Houthi-held part of port of Hodeidah in Yemen is causing alarm among aid agencies. They are warning of serious consequences on the dire humanitarian situation. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi tells VOA the port of Hodeidah not only imports crucial humanitarian relief supplies, but is also the main entry point for traded commercial goods.
This is how Yemen survives. Fuel, food, medicines, at least these three big areas. And I think that fighting will make it more difficult for that access to happen. So that's very worrying.
Last week, the humanitarian coordinator for Yemen warned a military attack on the port could cost the lives of 250,000 people. Monday, the United Nations evacuated its international staff from Hodeidah in anticipation of this action. This is VOA News. North